Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. Long waiting periods, shelters lacking food and linen, and still no official full-time medical service. Enough, chant demonstrators gathered at Alexanderplatz. Their concerns regard the conditions at the Lageso, the registration office for asylum seekers in Moabit. The protest is organized by Moabit Hilft. For months, the local aid initiative has been assisting refugees for up to 15 hours a day, 7 days a week. The common goal is to preserve the human dignity for fugitives, says one speaker of Moabit Hilft. Their protest is directed at Berlin's mayor Michael Müller and the senator for health and social affairs Mario Chaya.
We are not here today for complaining. We are asking for help on behalf of the refugees because we can't deal with all the complicated procedures anymore or all the chaos around the process for apply for asylum.
Youssef Al-Khatib, a refugee from Syria, talks of crude security personnel at the Lageso and a bureaucratic odyssey. Hundreds of people joined the demonstration in front of the Rote Rathaus.
I just miss reactions of the politicians, and that's why I'm here and try to support it. I think everybody who's here is just important.
Markus Süperek lives in Moabit. He tells me he walks by refugees sleeping on the sidewalk almost every day. Just recently, a second registration facility has opened in Berlin to help new arrivals. But Süperek says
something maybe has changed, but for the old ones who are waiting there for weeks, nothing has changed.
Berliner Svenja Heise volunteered at the Lageso back in August. She thinks the politicians have missed the chance to find a reasonable solution for the refugees coming to Berlin. She says, now so many people are here and they need to be accommodated quickly, and not only in tents, which is much too dangerous because of the cold. Another demonstrator, William Kwiatkowski from Scotland, shares his perspective.
I feel on the whole the reaction has been pretty good in Germany compared to in the UK, where people are much more hostile to immigrants, so the country I'm coming from. But I think it's very easy for us, even for people who support the decision to allow refugees into Germany, to then do nothing. The problem really starts here, once they're here, how to help these people.
Migrants and refugees who have just recently arrived benefit from Berlin's new registration facility in Wilmersdorf. The challenge going forward is how to help those asylum seekers who've been in limbo for months. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.